Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This is 991B, the guest segment, where we have wonderful guests for you. The entire podcast, the A, of course, is the latest medical news of the week and what it means for you. The B is guests, and we have what I would call a very unusual and exciting guest, exciting to me, because Bumsoo Han is a professor of mechanical engineering and biomedical engineering at Purdue University. Obviously, that's one of the foremost biomedical engineering places in the world. And he's going to talk to us about pancreatic cancer and what he calls a time machine that has a plot twist in cell growth and invasion. And when I read the abstract on this, I was fascinated, so hopefully you will be too. As usual, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for personalized supplements. You can too. Want to have some fun? Take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. There's no obligation. You can go to mypersona.com. You can find out what you need. Speak to a nutritionist or dietitian. Find out what's missing in your diet or what isn't. And just have some fun. And if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, you get 50% off on your first order, but there's no need to order at all. Today's guest is Bumsoo Han. As I said, he's a professor of mechanical engineering and biomedical engineering at the famous Purdue University. If you want to learn more about his group, it is Biotransport Group, biotransportgroup.org, and you can learn more about it. So, Dr. Han, how did you get involved in pancreatic cancer? What drove you for that?
Yes. So thank you, Dr. Roizen, for having me here. I started with developing the tissue engineering construct to mimic the breast cancer. That's what I started to working on the cancer model. While I'm doing the research, actually, one of my colleagues, Steve Konieczny, who is in the biological science department at Purdue, and he actually showed me a lot about how the pancreatic cancer is so deadly. So it's kind of surprising when you see the many other cancers being treatable nowadays. Pancreatic cancer, the 5-year survival rate is less than 10%. So many people diagnosis then. Actually, their survival rate is extremely low. So this is one of the most difficult diseases to treat, and many pharmaceutical companies and researchers are trying to develop the new therapeutic drug. So that's how I actually start to be interested in. So the tissue model we are developing maybe help to accelerate this drug discovery.
I should say, and I have a special interest in pancreatic cancer, only because today is the, and I won't say what day we're recording this on, but the day we're recording this is the 1-year anniversary of a patient of mine who had a Whipple procedure a year ago. Mm-hmm. 4 years ago, he had a bladder tumor, and a number of years ago, he had other problems. He is actually the index person in Real Age, who is a person I motivated by using the Real Age paradigm way back in 1986 to quit his 5-pack-per-day cigarette habit. And I fear that he's going to have another cancer or two. Since this is, I think, is the end result of tobacco smoking. Famous people, there are a lot of famous people such as Steve Jobs of the key of Apple, one of the founders and the CEO of Apple, who had pancreatic cancer as well. So it has a very low five-year survival rate. And the Whipple procedure, which is the surgical procedure to try and get rid of the tumor, is probably one of, if not the most invasive surgical procedures, taking, I guess, any place from 5 to 8 hours in the usual case. What did you learn? And one of the things you learned about it is that the growth is really dependent on the geometry of the cancer where it is in the pancreas. Is that right?
Yes. So the most of the drug discoveries so far typically use this cell culture in the petri dish on the culture flask or the small animal models actually being used. So the typically this kind of in vitro model, just like a cell culture, is typically cells are growing in the flat surface. However, most of the pancreatic cancer actually start to develop in pancreatic duct, which has the circular pipe geometry. So cellular process during this cancer development is totally different when you're culturing the same cell in the flat 2D geometry.
And so what you're saying is the growth is very different when it's on a flat dish than when it's in the curvature of, I guess you would say, the pancreatic duct. Is that my understanding? Is that, and so how did you model the different curvature of the pancreas and the liver? And I assume you did this starting with the liver, where the bile duct originates, or did you just do it in the pancreas itself? How difficult? It must be very tough to model one of these things.
Yes, that's exactly right. So our approach is we actually using this technology called the microfluidics. So we create the really small duct structure, which actually mimicking the actual pancreatic duct size, and then actually culturing the mixture of the cancer cell and normal cell along the duct. So that's actually the most unique part of our recent work. So we can create this kind of duct geometry into small microfluidic platform, which is the size of small quarter coin size microfluidics device. So this is a microfluidic platform. We can control the shapes and size and curvature more precisely so that we can recreate the structure in the this platform, which cannot be done previously.
And how different is the, I guess, how different is the growth of this?
Yes, so that's actually really a critical part of this study. So the main thing is the cells start to sensing their neighbors. So when they actually in the flat surface, they can actually keep growing without constraint by the neighbors because of a duct structure. Now the geometry is confined, so it cannot grow indefinitely along the duct direction, but they eventually start to invading surrounding tissue. So we can actually precisely mimicking and then basically kind of videotaping how these cancer cells are growing, and then because of the confinement of the duct geometry, cells start to invading surrounding matrix, we can actually precisely mimicking those procedures.
So what I hear you saying is that the crowding of cells, even with cancer cells, they don't keep growing. They sense their neighbors, and that's a very different thing in a curved structure than it would be in a flat plate like on a petri dish. Is that Am I that's understanding correct. What you said?
Yes, that's correct.
So is that mean that it's, does that mean that in general, the tumor is slower growing in this curve structure, or does the curve structure on the outside, I guess on the outside rim of a curve, you might have less neighbors than on a flat surface and a straight surface?
Yes. So I think it's slightly different. So I think that you're generally right. The, because of when these things are growing and then they keep crowded, then eventually this cancer cell popped out from the duct structure. And that's the invasion of the cancer cell to the surrounding tissue.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Does this mean, in general, that the pancreatic tumors are slower growing? And one of the, let me go and give a little bit of biology to our listeners, if you will. So one of the things that happens with pancreatic tumors is you tend not to discover them till they actually invade the bile duct and cause a backup of fluid or get next to a nerve and cause pain. So does this mean in general the curved structure of the ducts and structure of the pancreas in general means that it will grow slower near the duct and maybe faster in tissue where it isn't so constrained by a duct structure?
That's correct.
So one of the, I guess that would mean that one of the problems from a standpoint of diagnosis is that it does have this different property. I guess in what it means to me is from a standpoint of someone who wants to diagnose these early so you can surgically remove them while they're still available to be removed is we've got to figure out why this is occurring and try and change it.
That's correct. And one thing about this curvature is basically, as you point out, because of this curvature and then crowding, initially they actually growing slower, but up to reach a certain tipping point, they start to coming out, then it's like opening up the floodgate. They just kind of very rapidly invading and then surrounding to the normal tissue.
And so this project, by the way, we're talking with Bumsoo Han, H-A-N. He's a professor of mechanical engineering and biomedical engineering at Purdue University, one of the great places. He serves as the leader of drug discovery and molecular sensing program at the NCI, National Cancer Institute, designated Purdue Center for Cancer Research. And you can find out more about this at Biotransport, B-I-O Transport Group, biotransportgroup.org, and that's at Purdue University. This is 991B. So, Bumsoo, what's your takeaway from this research you've done. Is there any takeaway we as can give our lay audience on what this means, other than we need to study these tumors in a three-dimensional or four-dimensional framework?
So I think that one of the main points I'd like to make is, so as you can see, this is actually not occurring so one time. As you mentioned about your patient, this cancer being developed over the prolonged time, accumulation of the small things like, you know, smoking, and then gene mutations start to be added. So this is actually one of the things hasn't been overlooked, because most of the cancer model typically study the end state or already well-developed state. But our group's research is more focused on to start to see the when the disease is being started, or is there any way we can actually prevent before even cancer being developed. So this is more like the timeline. So cancer is not just end state of disease, but this is kind of the development of the biological process. So for the lay audience, I think that these types of the research kind of give you the different perspective of the cancer as the more of the lifelong accumulation of small habits can be affecting to the cancers as well.
I want to thank you for coming on, and thank you for having such exciting, to me, very exciting research, because this really changes our understanding of cancer cell growth. We're talking with Bumsoo Han, a professor of mechanical engineering and biomedical engineering at Purdue. We, of course, are brought to you again this week and every week so far by Persona Nutrition. You can go to mypersona.com and take the free online assessment to find out how your diet stacks up at getting you the nutritional guidelines that most people, that the national institutes want you to have, and that the scientific advisory board of mypersona.com or personanutrition.com suggests is appropriate. Thanks very much for tuning in. Joe, thanks for great engineering. And especially thank you, the listeners, for downloading us. We'll be back again next week. Remember, last week was David Katz, a wonderful bee segment. The bees are always guests. The bee segment, he is how to eat and all your food and diet questions answered. And remember, one of my favorites is way back when 947B, I think that's the one for Marwan Sabah, and 945B for Catherine Eban, Bottle of Lies. Thanks again, and we'll be back next week. The A segment, the news of the week, the medical news of the week, and what it means for you, and the B's wonderful guests coming up. I think next week is a very interesting Paul Offit, the person who discovered and created and developed the rotavirus vaccine, it's the vaccine that's given to kids to prevent diarrhea, now believes that the coronavirus, 50% of the cases, may be presented through the GI tract, that has some great and important implications for how we manage it and how you manage it. Wash well and cook your food to 140 degrees for 15 minutes, I'll bet is what he said. I haven't interviewed him yet. We'll find out, because he is really one of the world's great both vaccine experts and infectious disease experts. Thanks again for listening.